The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
We got a little bit of the situation this morning. Frank, you got me up there?
Absolutely.
You got me up there?
Absolutely.
So only me. See, this is what the problem is, because no good deed goes unpunished. Am I right or wrong? Always. It's always something like that, right? So I go out yesterday. I say, well, I'll stay over, and I'll come in the radio station, and I'll do the show in the morning, and everything will be great, and I'll come in. Then I feel guilty. I feel guilty as a dad. I feel guilty as a son. So I said, well, let me go make the rounds and see everybody. And then I'll go home, and maybe I could broadcast home because I do have a microphone in the house. So I split, went down the FDR Drive, got caught in a massive traffic jam because Mayor de Blasio is running for president, refuses to help do the traffic in any way, shape, or form, right, in New York. So then I... I got a nice message from John Katzmatidi. We play Fly Me to the Moon for John. We're thinking about you, and we love you, man. So listen, John, this is only me, right? So I go down, stuck on the air. Then I go see my daughter, make sure she's okay. I check her, right? I say, let me go see my mom. So I make I go all the way around the George Washington Bridge, all the way out. And of course, I'm stopped in traffic at the George Washington Bridge. And it's 24/7 now, by the way, as you know. And as our truck drivers listening and our hired drivers listening, no, it's ridiculous. But I see mom and it's working. I go, okay, well, let me go see the other kids. I go all the way back out to Hunterdon County. Look at me, it's 4.5 hours of driving. Now I'm close to the house. I see the kids and everything's great. Everything's good. I said, well, let me try to do the show from the house because of the microphone. And they have this new state-of-the-art system that they put in my house in the boondocks. So I go, oh, here we go. We're rocking and rolling. I'll do the show here because we've got a big week coming up. Mike Lindell's coming up later in the week. I'm going to get back into New York today. Now the mic doesn't work at the house. So the mic doesn't – I got nothing at the house. So this is my life story. Rather than I should have just stayed in New York, right? Been a bad father, bad son, not talking about anybody, and then at least I'd be able to walk into the studio. Because God forbid, in this the 21st century, we could have anything that's technologically advanced enough that my microphone works. And it's not that it's junky equipment; it's good equipment. Although I did have Frankie Five Boroughs, I did have. A new cleaning person come in. So we the two questions Frank asked is, did Otis knock anything over? Otis is like a little pony, and you know, is that size. And also, did the cleaning people come in and go, whoops, and knock something out. So we're waiting for our engineer, Stu, to come over to the house. It doesn't live too far away to put us back on the air. But, Frankie, only me. Only me. You know what I'm saying?
As you said, Joe, no good deed goes unpunished.
It is. It's so funny. So anyway, so, and there's a lot to get into. I'm so fired up this morning. How is the reception on the phone before the phone gives away, Frank?
It's okay. I mean, you sound better than say, E. Frank. You sound okay. We can make out what you're saying.
And before I want to tell you about the news. I'm so ticked up about what's happening in the news. I had the whole open all set up, all ready to go. But Jerry Crowley told me yesterday, you phoned in. You talked about this for a second yesterday during the blackout. Jerry called you, and you phoned in from Staten Island. That was on Saturday night during the blackout, yes?
Saturday night, that's right. We were the city was without power, so I stayed on until at least most of power was restored in Manhattan.
Wow. Well, next time, I hate to say it, but next time we're going to have to have someone at the station. I'm going to have to do a test at the house. At night, I'm going to have to do a test first thing in the morning. But usually it works. I have a feeling. I don't want to say anything. Al's not with us. Perhaps a little sabotage might be in order this morning. I'm just saying in a nice way. Al probably said, I'm going to make it as difficult as I possibly can.
Well, I could see that happening if there was a problem with the connection between your house and the radio station. But given that you could hear us and that we're showing the connection as being solid, I think the problem is somehow, maybe it's this cleaning woman or some other situation, the volume got turned down on your microphone there. Because the problem...
I'm here now, and I got volume blaring.
I blame Otis.
I got everything up. Otis, you got Otis. I blame Al. And then you're saying the cleaning lady. Okay, we got it. We're going to check. No. We think maybe they cleaned something and they were in there. But, oh my gosh, now what do we do? So then they connected this arbitrary thing. Maybe could be what's happening. Hey, but you know what? Back to the heart of the matter while I'm on the phone with you, and you're kind enough to listen. This is our intimate hour anyway. And I want to just full disclosure here, here at the AM 970, The Answer. It's what's going on, and help me out, Frank. This is what happened in the House yesterday, how they voted. And they voted, and they went after Donald Trump, and they passed this resolution to call Donald Trump a racist in the House of Representatives. This was so egregious to me because, and correct me if I'm wrong, Frank, what did they do when Ilhan Omar made all of her anti-Semitic remarks? They did absolutely nothing. They did nothing. They didn't even censure her. They said, oh, there's a hate resolution. There's no more hate in the House. And they let it alone. And it's so, when you go down and you look and you take a look at what this quote unquote squad has said about this country, calling us Nazis, calling us the United States runs concentration camps. That's what AOC said. She just said it. And then for Ilhan Omar to say everything she said, what she said about Al Qaeda, she should not be allowed to be in Congress. She should be censured and kicked out of Congress. To say how great she was admiring a professor who spoke about Al Qaeda. Does anybody remember 9/11 down there? I'm saying nobody remembers what's going on. And for this to happen, then to censor the president. And I have to be factual here. The president, and I've seen my good friends go on Fox News yesterday, and they're saying, oh, the president shouldn't have been this. It was racist. He shouldn't have done that. He didn't say anything. He said, if you don't like it here, if you hate the country so much, you leave. You love it or you leave it. And that is the end of it. They couldn't hook on to anything with Russia collusion. Now they're hooking on to this. And do I think the president should just stop? I'll read when we go back on, when we get the microphone working. I'll read some of the nice tweets that I had from you, kind enough to send them to me about, the president should maybe not even engage. I agree with that, not even engage. And people say, well, it's a concerted effort. It's a concerted effort to force Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, to back this weird squad, these strange creatures who are just out of the, it has nothing to do with gender, has nothing to do with race, has nothing to do with it. It's the anti-American rhetoric. That's what's bothering everybody. So now if Nancy Pelosi aligns herself with this quote-unquote, goon squad, or whatever you want to call them, then that will backfire in the 2020 election. But, oh, my gosh, to bring it up in the House like that, five boroughs, you know, and to go after the president of the United States and to make this now the issue of the day is, I just think, over the top. And I'm watching, and no one's going back to the base. No one's going back to the beginning. No one's going back to the source where it just said he never said that what he said was not racist. He said it had nothing to do with race or gender. He had nothing to do with gender. Look, just go back. You want to go fix the country that you came from before you start just trying to destroy and criticize ours. I mean, it's something that's so, so simple. Yet, boy, oh, boy, the Democrats are on it. And why even go get into it? Why even start a fray? That criticism of the president, I understand. I wouldn't even get into it. Just let it go because they're going to self-destruct anyway. But anyway, Frankie, it was just something that's hurtful to watch. This is what the Congress has to do. Anything after this president, they'll do anything to go after this president. And I don't think it's going to end anytime soon, Clyde Burrows.
No, I think you're exactly right. I mean, you know, for a while it looked like that the Democratic Party was very fractured with these four women taking on the whole rest of the conference. But in the aftermath of these tweets, they seem pretty unified over one thing, and that's just opposing Donald Trump.
It's so true. They're going up, and that's all it is. That's all this is to take him down. But anyway, so if you're just joining us here, it's Joe Piscopo, and I'm. This is so funny, and I love you when you listen this early in the morning. People will tune in this early in the morning. So I'm out in the West Jersey. It's about an hour 20 southwest of Jersey, and overlooking. It's an idyllic landscape. It's kind of a little farmhouse out in the woods. Otis is here. And sometimes I could crank up my microphone here, and I can just broadcast all the way to New York, which I just think is great because I could talk to Israel. I could talk to anywhere in Washington, D.C. I could talk to anybody around the world. It usually works great, but Al's stepped away, and all heck has broken loose. So we can't apparently function without Al. Hey, listen, this is now, this is, Stu, you got to listen to, this is what happens when someone comes down my driveway. That's my ear. That's my Otis. Those other people don't come down this driveway, Frank, right? big bear. I try to get ShopRite to deliver to the house. They won't come in because of this monster right here, you know? Hey, you know what's so funny, too? And we'll get to the issues of the day. Stay with me. I have hanging plants in my house. Birds put nests inside the hanging plants. You ever see anything like that, Frank? It's not an island. Come on.
Wait, they put nests inside the hanging plants?
They put nests inside the hanging plants. I have three cute little birdlings. What do you call them? Little tiny little birds that just were born in the nest.
A great way to get fresh eggs.
I'm talking to the station in New York, Stu, please. Help yourself. Do your magic. Good morning. I'm sorry to get you up so early, Stu. Say what, Frankie?
It's a great way to get fresh eggs.
I know. Good. So they kind of skeeve me out, you know, the newborn things, like just the little newborn birds, whatever they are. Oh, my God. God bless them. Hey, Frankie, what happened? There was a power failure at Staten Island last night?
Yeah, thankfully everybody has power restored. But, yeah, this was you got to love Con Edison, right? Because initially they told us we can't say why the power went out. And then they said it's going to take a couple of weeks before we do an investigation. And then they shrugged their shoulders and say, oh, it's only a day later. Now we figured out exactly what the problem was. And then they said there's going to be a whole bunch of other power failures between now and the end of summer. So, in Staten Island yesterday, more than 2,000 residents lost power as of midnight. Now, that was in the Mid-Island section, New Dorp, Oakwood, Grand City. But as of now, as of this morning, everybody is back up and running, thankfully. But all the more reason people should have a battery-operated radio.
Yeah, you're so true about radio. Bring my mic up for a second, Frankie, if you would.
Okay, Matt has actually left the room because he's trying to connect with Debbie. So I'm gonna swing my mic along.
What a suit. Okay. This is, believe it or not, a professional radio show.
All right. I got your mic up now, Joe.
Thank you. You got my mic.
And we hear you.
Where did he go? To find out?
No, I think Debbie was having a difficult time. Yeah, so we'll bring Joe's phone down. And Joe, you sound great now.
This is because I'll tell you. Okay, you ready? This is it. And thank you. And we're back. And this is so thank you. Ed Frank, thanks. Hold on. Sure. Hold on, watch this. I'm looking here. Stu is next to me, and it's Joe on the radio, and I'm out in the in my little office, out in the farmhouse. Stu, tell me what happened. That switch next to the microphone was up?
Yeah, there's a switch that switches the input between microphone and line.
Yeah.
And somehow it got switched to line.
Cleaning gas.
So,
Got to be a cleaning gas. Whack them, Frank. Should I ever whack them?
Well, look, I mean, maybe just tell them in the future, don't touch the radio equipment.
Oh, my God. But wouldn't you think not to touch it? If I told you what they charged me, it's the initial cleaning. The initial cleaning, they said. And I go, okay, what initial cleaning? And they charged me all this money, but they're so nice. They were like hard workers, and she was a great gal, a local. And I said, great, go ahead, take care. And the house is immaculate, by the way. And now what I know exactly what happened because I'm looking at the Comrex box, Frankie, and it's clean. Usually it's dusty and dirty.
Yeah,
exactly what happened.
We knew what happened. We knew the problem.
So, Matt, it wasn't Otis. And so we need an apology to Otis. We need an apology to my boy.
And apologies to Al. We'll issue a formal retraction.
Well, Al's curse may still be looming because Debbie can't connect now.
Oh, boy, we're doing great. But we're not going down. So help me, goodness gracious. We're not going down. Thank you. Stu, you are a gentleman. He is just such a good guy. Stu's our engineer. Steve's the engineer. Wait a minute. You think we have a litany of engineers? No, it's Stu, and that's it at the station. We have reinvented the term cost effectiveness. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. We're here. We're not going anywhere, and we won't go to Debbie. We're going to stand by, guys. 6:21. We got a great show for you today. A lot to get into. I really wanted to get into when I come back with Frankie, what happened in the House yesterday. What a zoo. What an embarrassment that this is happening in the United States House of Representatives. And I'm telling you, you blame the president all you want. It's these girls that went in. And I shouldn't say girls. It's these politicians that went in, these freshman politicians went in to try to turn the whole system upside down. But all they're doing is causing chaos. There's no solution. There's no help. They don't go back to their communities. They don't go back to Minnesota, to Detroit, to their communities, and they don't help in any way, shape, or form. All they're doing is causing chaos. And trust me, someone said it yesterday on the air, what's the end game on this if we let these freshmen congresswomen do what they want to do? If they take the route that they're going, we are Venezuela. I'm telling you, it's what's going to happen. And that's what I worry about. Hey, so it's Joe on the radio. We're back. We don't want to leave you, you know. So 6:22, Frankie is here. And we got Debbie up now. Did we get Debbie up? Debbie, hi. How are you? it's one of those.
We're passing things together today. It's working, though. It's working.
Al leaves, all heck breaks loose. And trust me, we're not going to hear the end of this. I swear to God. Every time Al steps away, something like this happens. But I can't. I think the cleaning lady touched something in my microphone here where I am at the house. I don't know what happened with your thing, but we appreciate you being there. I saw your brother the other day. He was so kind to come out to me. Yeah, he said, Joe, Michael doing it. I said, Michael, how are you? He was with my buddy, Mr. Bramnick, you know, Leader Bramnick.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I said, how was Cape May? You guys had a ball down there, huh?
We had a wonderful time. I mean, Michael and his wife are such great hosts, and we just had such a wonderful time with the family celebrating my dad's birthday. It was just wonderful, you know. All five kids were there, and then a bunch of the grandkids were there for my parents. Yeah, it was great. It was so much fun.
Happy birthday to your dad. All right, Deb. Deb's phoning in. See, they could try to take us down. And I don't know if someone's through if they're trying to put some kind of little glitch in there because of maybe my political philosophy. I'm not quite sure.
No.
It could be, but we're not going anywhere. We're patching it together. We're putting Band-Aids on it, man. We're going to stay on the air. Get the tin cans and the string. I'm ready, baby. Debbie, thanks. Debbie's got traffic for you. And you're listening, for better or for worse, to AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, let's take it out to 287 southbound, getting to 6 at the Scataway. It's a truck fire. And it looks like we're still seeing a lot of fire department at the scene, although the fire was extinguished. We're seeing some volume as well on southbound 287, that ramp at exit 7. That ramp is blocked with some ongoing fire department activity. Northbound 287 slowing down up by exit 59, getting up to your Franklin Lake. It's ongoing road work there. Inbound GWB 30, Lincoln 20, Holland still 20 minutes into town. And we're still seeing slowdowns on the Deegan South into the Cross Bronx. with construction. FDR Drive South in the 70s, a disabled car, and traffic moving slowly on the LIE westbound, getting out toward the BQE through that construction pattern. New Jersey Transit, LIRR, Metro North, running on or close to schedule. Checking the forecast, thunderstorms this afternoon, high of 92. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
We're surrounded by noise.
Order today.
Bombarded by information. Messages struggling to get attention. So many choices and ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. Today's technology can do that, but you need the resources and know-how to make it all work. You need Salem Surround. With all the digital marketing tools available and necessary to compete in today's business world, you need to know how to use all the options efficiently. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. For no limitations on how and where you can reach customers, there's Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Dottie, thank you. We had a great chat with Ace Watanasuparp, who was from Citizens Bank. We had Ace Watanasuparp, great guy, works with Dottie on Dottie's great show. Dottie's a great gal. And you know what? We forgot to mention Citizens Bank. I got into such a nice conversation yesterday with Ace, right? We got off the air, and then they said, Mary goes, oh, we forgot to mention Citizens Bank. So we're mentioning it now. Thank you, Citizens Bank. And thank you, Ace, and thank you, Dottie. We love you. At 6:27 with Joe on the radio, we're back and we're running. Oh, unbelievable. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. Let me go to Michael's Brooklyn trivia question right now. Okay, you ready? Get ready to fire your phones up because you can win an entire case of that delicious Michael's of Brooklyn sauce, okay? And then we'll get back into the issues of the day. I'll tell you, we have a great show. Arthur Idala's on the show. Congressman King's on the show. Bill O'Reilly on the show today. Anthony Scaramucci, the Mooch, is on the show. Look at the show. Come on. And we have a great, interesting story after the 6:30 news I want to tell you about. But right now, I'm going to give you a trivia question from Michael's of Brooklyn, all right? And if you answer it correctly, the first caller to answer it correctly will win an entire case of the best sauce out there, Michael's of Brooklyn, made right there at Avenue R and Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. All right, so I'm going to give you them. And by the way, it's 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. Now, this question, we always rail out because the question is never good. This is Frankie Five Burrows came up with this question. I would never in a million years known this answer. You ready? Here's the Italian trivia question from Michael's of Brooklyn. Which country expelled all Italians in 1970? Which country expelled all Italians in 1970? I would not know. 877-970-2999. And if you don't get through on the line there, please go to am970theanswer.com. We have another contest online, and you could win a case there as well. But right now, if you answer the question, which country expelled all Italians in 1970, you can call 877-970-2999. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Good morning.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store.
Ask the girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I want to be famous, a star on the screen. But you can do something in between. Maybe you can drive my car. Yes, I'm going to be a star.
A big thank you to our engineer, Stu. Yes, he's so funny. Somebody called Stu and said, oh, you make house calls. Stu makes house calls. Thank you very much, Stu. It was great. And I just want, yeah, yesterday, it was so I just wanted to, I have a, I don't know, this innate instinct to say, make sure everybody's okay. So, and I'm in New York. I'm in the greatest city. I'm in a nice hotel room. And what can I do? I could kick my feet up. I could hang out. Let me watch the news. Let me prep for the show in the morning. This is, I'll go out. Maybe I thought maybe I'll go out. I should call my boss, Jerry Crowley and Phil Boyce were there to get, I said, maybe we all go out to lunch. I said, let me go check my kids because I'm a guilt-ridden, church-going, God-fearing Italian Catholic. What am I going to tell you? I got, let me check the, and that's exactly what I did. I hopped out. Let me go FDR Drive. I'll go uptown a little bit. I'll go see my daughter. The traffic, you can't move. And all I kept thinking about is Mayor de Blasio running for president. You can't, how do you run for president? And any of these people running for president right now, they never finish the job that they're doing. Whether they're senators, mayors, governors, whatever they're doing, they're not, their job is not finished. Yet they're going to leave that and they're going to go run for president. And my main criticism like that, and if you're going to do something like that, run for president, you know what? You shouldn't be able to keep the job that you have and at least certainly get paid for it. And you're going to get paid for it. So I'm stuck in traffic on the FDR Drive. No reason for it to traffic, by the way. It's just my theory is that those people that conducted traffic, you know, they kind of worked at those people. And they've got the NYPD patch on, but they aren't really NYPD. They're kind of like traffic kind of people. And they, in my opinion, cause the traffic. I think you and I could get through traffic. And even though you go, I go kind of thing is going to be, it's better, it's quicker, it's safer, I think, than putting people in the middle of the road. It just causes terrible traffic jams. But I see my daughter. Everything's great. Thank God, grace of God, she's doing great. I said, let me go see Mop Up. Boom, I go up all the way up to the FDR Drive was clear after that. But then once you hit the bridge, any tunnel, that's why when we talked with Congressman Gottheimer the other day, you need the gateway tunnel. Somebody's got to do something. And if there was a train I could get out to the boondocks of Jersey, I would take the train. There is no train. And when there is a train, the train doesn't work. What am I supposed to do? But I go out there, then I swing out, I finally get out there, I see Mom, she's doing great, God bless her, strong gal, and doing great, thank you very much. And then I went all the way out to Hunterdon County, see my kids, I said, well, let me just crash out, I'll get up in the morning, I'll do something from the house, and then, of course, I'm telling you what it was, why the microphone didn't work, if you're just joining us, we had no connection on my microphone, on my remote broadcast. And by the way, welcome to my home, my little humble abode. And I got these new cleaning gals in, and they said, oh, we do deep cleaning. Did you get that? We do deep cleaning, which just means it's more expensive. So, but they did a great deep cleaning, but I think they picked up what is called the Comrex system, which enables me to broadcast from wherever really I am. It's really kind of ingenious and kind of cool, you know? And Mr. Crowley said to me, my boss goes, you're going to want a mic at the house. No, Jerry, I'm coming in every day. I don't need a mic at the house. I went back and forth. You needed a mic at the house. He goes like that. I go, all right, boss, you're the boss. Put the mic at the house. Put the mic at the house. He's right. But then the cleaning lady came in, and there's a little switch that you can't even see. So the only way to hit that switch is if you pick this little system up that I have next to me and you get into it and you clean it up, and I'm sure that's what happens. So I apologize for that, and thanks for staying with us because we are locked and we are loaded today. So Congressman King, Arthur Idala, Bill O'Reilly, Anthony Scaramucci, our buddy Jaden Horden, who he loves, going to be on. Jeff Panzer as well. He is the creator of the Comedy Hall of Fame, executive of the PBS special Sid Caesar, everybody's talking about. I was talking about that with my mom. Sid Caesar was on Saturday Night Live. He guest hosted when I was there. We had a great time with the great Sid Caesar on the language of comedy. So that debuts Friday evening on PBS. We'll tell you about that. And also I'm going to tell you about my buddy, John Sanfratello. What a great guy. He's got a pizza, a great Angelo's Pizza in Mattawan, New Jersey. He came up with the idea of putting on, you know, how they always put missing people on milk cartons? Well, he puts missing pets on his pizza boxes. How great is that? And now it's all the rage. You've seen it on the news. It was on ABC 7 yesterday. John is a very close friend, a great guy, beautiful family, Sicilian-American, and he's going to join us. I said, why don't you jump on the air with us? Yeah, he's going to come up after the news. And it's just a good, you know what, a nice story. Because between you and I, and let me just give me 2 seconds on this if I can, guys, before we go to news. House approves Dem resolution condemning Donald Trump. The House has passed that resolution condemning President Trump's attacks on four minority Democrats. The Democratic resolution calls the president's comments racist. Yesterday's vote was mostly along party lines, though four Republicans did join Democrats in voting for the resolution. The controversy grew after a weekend tweet from the president saying the lawmakers should go back to their own country. He didn't say, just go back to your own country. Can I tell you this? This is what I wanted to tell you about this morning. When that narrative becomes reality, this is what's scary in this day and age. The narrative. The president said, if you don't like it here, why don't you go out and help those war-torn countries that you're from? Why? Because everything, number one, that's all the president said. Why don't you go back and help? And that's a fair criticism. And I don't. Is there something racist in that? He didn't say what gender it is. He didn't say what nationality, what color you are. We don't care. They're trying to make it like we care. They're trying to say to us, it's a black woman, it's a gay person, it's a white guy. They're putting us into capsulized the compartments, and you can't do that. We're all the same, but some people want to take down this country. You have the enemy within. And the enemy is within. And it's within the United States House of Representatives. And I've said for weeks now that Ilhan Omar, after all of her anti-Semitism, her egregious attacks, after AOC says the United States is running concentration camps, they haven't even looked at their history, haven't understood the history. How rude that is. To survivors, to the Jewish population, and not one word was said by anybody. Oh no, they had a hate resolution. Remember that bogus hate resolution they did in the House? They never mentioned Omar. They never mentioned her by name. They don't have the courage. They're afraid. Oh my gosh. It may seem like we're racist. That's where it started. It wasn't the president who started this. It was Ilhan Omar and her anti-Semitic and Rashida Tlaib. Their hate for the Jewish community. That's where it started. Why did not we deal with anything in that regard? And when you want to take down this country, and we've seen it over and over again, and Tucker played it last night. He said when she goes and talks about Al-Qaeda in glowing terms, you know what? I wanted my president to say, get the hell out of my country. That's what I wanted to hear. I would have backed the president up. How dare you? How dare you say your professor, his shoulders went back when he talked about Al-Qaeda right there. Censure her. Kick her out. That's what Nancy Pelosi should have been doing. That's exactly what. And Chuck Schumer on the Senate, he should go over to Pelosi and go, dude, this one's she is an enemy of the people. She is just there to take us down. And I'm being kind and I could be more dramatic. Her purpose and what she's trying to do and her incentive and her initiative. She has nothing to help the citizens, not one thing to help the citizens of her community, Ilhan Omar. And I haven't heard anything from Presley or Rashida Tlaib or AOC, not one thing. AOC lost 25,000 jobs in New York, right? But my goodness gracious, what they said, that started the whole thing. Then the president deals with it. Now they go after the president. False narrative. The false narrative has now not only become the news, it has become a resolution in the United States House of Representatives. We are in a dangerous time. This is dangerous, what just happened here. And we're gonna play something. Dennis Prager, you listen to Dennis and love Dennis every day. On Salem Media, he was down there talking about how Google can just hijack anything that he does with PragerU, anything that he has said. He has specific incidences where Google will just remove things at their whim so it doesn't get out there in the news. We are in a dangerous time, and it's so important that you and I stand fast. And I appreciate your tweets and your reaching out and your comments. You're so common sense. I'm so proud to be behind the microphone to such an astute audience. I'm not telling you that just to be patronizing. You really are. You get it. You understand it. Your love of the country is so inspiring to me every morning. Whether my mic is working or not, man, I'm jumping. I'll get on the phone. We can't stay off the air. We got to keep this fight. We are in such a dangerous time. What happened in the House, that's not just what happened in the House. Oh, did you hear that thing? No, this is dangerous now because they're taking a false narrative. They don't go back. They don't go back to how it started, how it began. They now make it a law. They make it a law. Now they want to impeach the president. And you know what I say to those in the House who want to impeach the president? Bring it on. Bring it on. 20 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:40 right now. Frankie's going to do the news. We're going to talk to my buddy. You're going to just love this little story. We're going to take a nice positive sidetrack if we can. Lord knows we need it with John Sanfratello, owner of Angelo's Pizza in Mattawan, and what he's doing to help owners find their pets. Frankie Five Boroughs is in for Big Al this morning doing the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
80 degrees at 6:40. I'm Frank Moreno with your local news first. Here's what's going on. Come November, you'll need to be 21 years of age to smoke cigarettes and vaping products in New York State. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed legislation yesterday that raises the minimum sale age for tobacco and electronic cigarette products from 18 to 21. The law goes into effect in November, and Cuomo says the move can prevent an entire generation of New Yorkers from forming expensive and possibly deadly addictions. Four Republicans voted with House Democrats to condemn President Trump's tweet telling a group of minority congresswomen to go back to where they came from. Susan Brooks of Indiana, Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, Will Hurd of Texas, and Fred Upton of Michigan voted with Democrats in calling the tweet racist. We'll hear more about it from Congressman Peter King coming up at 7:25. In sports, the Mets beat the Twins to make it 3 in a row, while the Yankees trounce the Rays 8-3. And if you're stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has the answer. Hello there, Debbie.
Hi, Frank. Thank you so much. Let's take it out to the Newark Bay extension of the New Jersey Turnpike eastbound, heavy right by the Newark Bay Bridge. It's an accident in the central lane trying to get out toward the Holland. Once you get to the toll, 30 minutes in at the Holland Tunnel. Lincoln 20, inbound GWB, an accident cleared on the upper level. That's 35 to 40 to the upper, 10 to 15. To the lower level, 287 northbound, busy up through Franklin Lakes with construction cleared. Southbound 287, exit 6, getting in towards Piscataway. It looks like a truck fire extinguished, and on the New Jersey Turnpike north at 12, getting reports of an accident off on the shoulder as well. Traffic is still moving pretty slowly this morning as you head to the Deegan south of the Cross Bronx with construction. Also, traffic moving slowly as you head over to the Throgs Neck Bridge. That's going to be stop and go getting into the Bronx, getting reports of a problem there. And stop and go traffic on the LIE West right through the BQE. Thunderstorms today, high of 92. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors are ready to help with advice, dedicated one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, and more. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
AM 970 The Answer is giving you the chance to win $1,000 every day for our summer cash contest. Enter for your chance to win by listening to AM 970 for keywords announced at approximately 7:30 a.m., 10 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 7 p.m. Then go to am970theanswer.com and type in the keyword. This is an AppDevada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. For a complete list of contest rules, go to am970theanswer.com.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, you can get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98, only $34.99 per pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio or television. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or 800-651-0798. You got to use the promo code, please, AM970. You know, Mike Lindell, Mr. MyPillow himself. Mike will be in the studio, by the way, on Friday. Mike came up with this whole concept for you. He called me on the show. This was a couple months ago, right? He goes, Joe, I got this great deal for you. A two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That translates to $34.99 per pillow. Now you see it all over television, all over radio. So you can get it right here if you use the promo code AM970 and you call 800-651-0798 or go to MyPillow.com. What I love about it, you have nothing to lose. You know why? Because it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Also, the pillow has a 10-year warranty. What pillow has a 10-year warranty? And the pillow is made in the United States of America. Get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98, only $34.99 per pillow for Mr. Mike Lindell himself. 800-651-0798 or go to MyPillow.com. Please use the promo code AM970.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
I wanted to take a moment out of the crazy news day because a great story was on ABC7 that I knew about before it even hit the airwaves there. John Sanfratello is a friend. He's the owner of Angelo's Pizza in Mattawan. And my little Charlie, my little beautiful eight-year-old girl is down there. And I have to just tell you, what we didn't know where to take her to school, what to do, public school, what other school. Should she go? She's half Jewish, half Italian. Right? I said, well, take her to a synagogue. I said to Charlie's mom, we went to the Sanfratello family and to John's lovely wife. And we said, what's a good school in the area? And she came up with a Catholic school, and that's where we ended up going. So we thank the Sanfratellos for that. So John now... And, you know, it's such a nice family. I wanted to put them on the air for a second and tell you about this is a great story. And Lord knows we need good stories. John, first of all, welcome to the Piscopo Show, my friend. How you doing this morning, buddy?
Good morning, Joe. Thank you. A pleasure to be with you. Thank you for having me on.
You got a beautiful family. You're a fine, fine. You're a great, great Italian American, my friend, man. And this is.
Thank you,
so
Joe.
Tell
Thank
so, so, but first of all, tell me about Angelo's Pizza. You've been around. You started where? In Brooklyn? In Brooklyn? Is that where you started?
Originally, my family started in Brooklyn, but we started at 20th Avenue and 68th Street, right next to PS 205 there. And that's where our Brooklyn roots are. But you'll appreciate this, Joe. We have. Roots going back to Eureka Woods there in New York City. My dad, when we first came to the United States, he started with our family members who had a pizzeria called Pizza City at Times Square in New York.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, I remember that, you know. I remember that,
it was called Pizza City. It was the only one there. And my dad and his cousins ran that place, and that's where, to be honest with you, we still use at Angelo's here where you know, you asked your question, how long? We're in Mattawan since 1974, and we still use those recipes going back to that Times Square era. You know, and people ask me, "Oh, you know, I'm from New York. I know pizza." I said, "Well, yeah, we know a little bit about pizza too." going back to that bygone era.
You're right, and I'll testify to that. I've been down there, man. You make a great pie, man. Sicilian pie and regular pie. Tell us exactly what you're doing with respect to missing pets. This is a great thing, John.
Okay, well, you'll appreciate this because I know everyone who listens in, anyone who knows you, knows you know, how you feel about Otis, and so this will hit you. We had a local person here who had her cat missing during the storms last week. We had some very bad thunderstorms, and I had seen it on the local Facebook page for the town here in Manawa, and I was thinking to myself, I said, wow, this poor woman, her pet is missing. You know, several years ago, our family pet had gone missing, also a cat who happens to look like her cat, in fact. And I said, well, that's awful, you know, to have to go through that, a family being put through that. And I said, I wish there was a way, you know. And sure enough, the answer was staring me in the face. There was a wall of pizza boxes. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, wait, you know what? Years ago, we had milk cartons with people missing persons on them.
Yep.
Why can't we do that with a pizza box? So I went on. I said, listen, send me a flyer, bring me a flyers, and we'll put them on the boxes. Luckily, her cat was found, you know, relatively quickly before we were able to put the flyers on. But I decided right then and there, from the response that we received quickly just from the town folk there, I said, let's open it up to everyone. And I put a post up on our Facebook page saying, anyone that has a missing pet, please bring us the flyers, and we'll put them on our boxes. And that's what we've been doing. Since Thursday last week, we started Thursday night, and the response has been, to be honest with you, Joe, overwhelming.
I know, ABC 7, that's like the big station in the city, man, in New York, and now I see the San Fratello family on ABC. This was great, and I got to tell you, too, and first of all, before we let you go, John, where can we know more about this program if we want to participate, if there's somebody in the area, in Monmouth County or surrounding area that has had a lost pet? How can they get to you, John?
Well, they just visit us at Angelo's at 321 Broad Street in Manawan, bring us their flyers. We've already started putting out flyers. We have a flyer we've been putting out for a Seeing Eye puppy that was that has gone missing from the Seeing Eye in Morristown, New Jersey. They're the organization trains Seeing Eye dogs.
Yeah.
And one of their German Shepherd puppies that was in training has unfortunately gone missing. And so, that was a... our first animal that we were looking for, although not a pet, he serves a very important function as a service animal. And having worked with the blind community in the past at Angelo's, you know, I know the what that dog can do for those folks.
John Sanfratello, he's a great American. He's a great Italian-American.
Thank
he's
you,
the owner
Joe.
Of Angelo's,
you,
Angelo's Pizza, Mattawan, New Jersey. Listen, I'm proud to know you, man. I'm proud to be your friend. You are a great father. Your family, Anthony, Angie. Give everybody
Thank
my love, please.
You Alessandra. Have a beautiful family as well.
Thank you, John, and thanks for doing. We're gonna call you again. We want to check back with you if you have a missing
Absolutely,
pet.
Absolutely, Joe. I'll tell you about the Florida connection. We have my sister's restaurants down there are participating. In fact, our mutual friend Dan Bongino goes there twice a week.
Dan's the man, John. We love you, man.
Dan's the man. He's in there all the time. He's friends with my sister, and my brother-in-law, and
my nieces,
and my cousin Eric.
It's an Italian thing, John. We love you. Give everybody our best, and thank you, my friend.
God bless you, and God bless America. We'll talk soon, Joe.
There it is, John Sanfratello from Angelo's Pizza in Mattawan, New Jersey. Debbie's out there. She's calling in 6:52 right now with Piscopo in the morning. Oh, Deb, I got you there in a better connection there. Did you?
Yes.
Oh, good. Oh, great. We got to go. I know, but how great is that? John Sanfratello. Great pizza. He puts missing pets on the pizza boxes. So if somebody messed up, isn't that the greatest? Great story. Love good stories like that.
And the Seeing Eye dogs, I mean, how valuable they are to so many people. And I know he mentioned that, one of them was highlighted. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's good.
Great
you know,
mm-hmm.
those Italians, I'm telling you. Hey,
I know. Gotta love the Italians. They're not just cute. They're also very smart.
John don't want me to say those Sicilians. I have to really prioritize that. Hey, Deb, how we doing? 6:53 right now. We're running late. I know. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, over on the Deacon south of Fordham Road, it's an accident. Traffic moving slowly on the Harlem River Drive south down toward the RFK Bridge. And we're still seeing volume right now as you head to the Staten Island Expressway east, getting out toward the Verrazano. Inbound GWB, an accident cleared on the upper level, 45 into the upper, 20 to the lower. Lincoln 30, Holland 10, but the Newark Bay Extension eastbound getting out toward the Holland. Accident by the Newark Bay Bridge, that is causing a delay. 287 South, exit 6, truck fire just being cleared. Over on the New Jersey Turnpike, the car lanes heading north at 12. getting reports of an accident off on the shoulder. And over on the Sawmill southbound into Bedford, an accident there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
In this crazy, messy world, we're all trying to make sure we do our best to stay healthy against the new diseases that seem to pop up in schools, at work, and hospitals. It's hard to find a product that's safe, effective, and alcohol-free. Well, guess what? The wait is over. Durasan is a water-based, non-toxic hand sanitizer that cleans, conditions, and protects skin for up to 24 hours. It comes in bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays that are perfect for everyday use. Durasan also developed an antimicrobial hand soap that is FDA approved and environmentally safe, just like their hand sanitizer. Durasan has a long line of safe-to-use products. Their USDA organic mosquito spray safely protects from dangerous pathogens like the Zika virus, which is perfect for the summertime. If you listen to Joe Piscopo, get 20% off when you mention the show. To learn more about Durasan products, please go to Durasan.com or call 844-DURASAN, 844-387-4726. Durasan.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Back in 2010, laws were passed by the United States government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your 401ks, IRAs, and bank accounts. Sounds scary. Yet this has already been done in eight other countries in the last 7 years. Get the facts from Landmark Capital. Learn how to protect your future, your hard-earned money, by investing in precious metals. When the bail-in happens, you'll be ready. Call Landmark today at 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575, or visit landmarkgold.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been holding off on buying vitamins because I figure, you know what? All the vitamins I need are going to be in the fruits and vegetable supplements. I'm not going to bore you to tears with recanting all my health issues and what have you, but I will tell you this, there's already improvement and it's a really amazing transition. It's really nice to get hooked up with an organization of people that understand where real help comes from. This will make a great commercial, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Experience the difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You will still receive free shipping on every order. This is a limited offer and may end at any time. Call 800-2468 751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Intervals of clouds and sun, hot and humid today. Watch out for a shower and thunderstorm this afternoon with a high of 92. Cloudy and muggy tonight, a couple of showers and heavy thunderstorms associated with the remains of Barry crossing the area. That can lead to flooding in low-lying and poor drainage areas. Tonight's low 72 to 76. Clouds breaking for some sun at times tomorrow, warm but humid. A couple of showers in the area, even a thunderstorm, high 83. Friday, partly sunny, hot and humid, high 91. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Piscopo, on the radio, 657. We're coming right back, 877-970-2999. Congressman Peter King is with us. Arthur Idala next hour. Bill O'Reilly as well. The Mooch on the Piscopo Show. Anthony Scaramucci will join us. Oh, and congratulations, Chris Suplina of Armonk. Chris won the case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Which country expelled all Italians in 1970? The answer is Libya. Did you know that? Chris knew that. Congratulations, Chris. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. We're back. We are fired up, and we are up and at 'em this morning. Fired up this morning on AM 970, The Answer. Again, give us a call, 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. You're welcome to call anytime. There's a lot to get into, but we'll jump to Congressman Peter King when we come back and Arthur Idala as well. It's Joe and Frank is here. You know what? Al has a well-deserved couple days off. So we're going to have some fun. And boy, there's a lot to get into this morning. Radio Piscopo, live from Jersey, live from the greatest city in the world.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.